do you protect yourself? It would probably depend on what you're trying to protect yourself from, right? How we protect ourselves from a bear is very different from protecting our online data from a hacker. We have to be aware of the threat coming at us, as well as know who our enemy is so we can understand the way they attack. That's key on any battlefield. Here's the thing, we are in a spiritual war, but we must remember it is not with one another. The person you think is your enemy, if you are a believer in Jesus, you are called to love them, period, as the kids say. Jesus said in Matthew 5:44, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. You want to love like Jesus? Love your enemy. Love your neighbor as yourself, no matter the label they wear. Put others above yourself and wash the feet of those who betray you. That's the love of Jesus. So if the guy that just cut me off in traffic and almost made me wreck is not my enemy, who is my enemy and what war am I in? To answer those questions, let's recap just a bit. This month, we've been looking at Ephesians 6, 10 through 20, where the Apostle Paul lays out for us the full armor of God we can put on every day. The first part of those verses, 10 through 13, explain the war we are in. Our enemy is the devil. He is out to steal, kill, and destroy. Our battle is spiritual. We do not fight against flesh and blood. So we must stand strong in Christ, in His strength, with our armor on to push back the darkness of the enemy. There are six pieces of armor Paul describes in his self-defense course for us. Today, we are looking at the fourth piece, the shield of faith, Ephesians 6:16. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. So far, we have the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, our feet protected by the gospel of peace, and now Paul says, in addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, because flaming arrows are coming at you. I love how Paul says to take up the shield of faith. A shield isn't something that hovers in front of you on its own. It's big and must be lifted and held up. Our faith must always go before us. I love how Hebrews 11:1 puts it. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. We can't see any of this armor, can we? It's not physical, but that's faith. By faith, we walk. By faith, we believe. By faith, we trust in what we cannot see, but what we know goes before us. That's our hope, our joy, and the purpose of why we are here on this earth in the fight for such a time as this. We are the body of Christ, pressing forward with the gospel, our hope set before us, and there is no flaming arrow the enemy can throw at us that can penetrate it. Still, how often does our shield of faith lay on the ground, leaving us exposed? Take up your shield. Faith in God's promises deflects and extinguishes any lie, temptation, fear, hurt, struggle, or doubt Satan throws your way. When you know where your help comes from and that the battle belongs to the Lord, not even death has a sting. You are covered, you are protected, and ultimately victorious through Jesus Christ alone. That's the truth. If you feel you've been hit on every side by the flaming arrows of the enemy, take up your shield of faith. Remember the promises of God, what He has done for you, and march on in His strength with your faith lifted high. You can find all this month's broadcast focusing on the full armor of God at lifeword.org. Like and follow LifeWord to stay connected to truth that will encourage you in your walk every day. I'm Lori Klein.